A rock and roll pioneer who mystified the world with both his piano playing and personal life has died. Jerry Lee Lewis was 87. He shot to stardom and fell from grace, but always seemed to find his way back. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has this remembrance.
It was 1957, and this was deemed obscene.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on.
All I did was turn the machine on, and we got a whole lot of shaking going on. One take.
That's the late producer Jack Clement talking to NPR in 2000. He helped introduce Jerry Lee Lewis to the world, capturing his music in the legendary Sun Studios of Memphis.
Oh, shake it, baby. Yeah. You can shake it one time for me.
Lewis would later say that he knew he had a hit if it came out in one take. He was part of a lot of Sun Studios' magic. He played piano on records by Carl Perkins and others. He was the last surviving member of a seminal moment in rock and roll, a 1956 impromptu session with Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins. They were dubbed the Million Dollar Quartet.
Talk to Jesus, I tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer. Well, when you feel a little fire, we'll turn it, and you will know a little fire burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus, makes it right.
Lewis grew up in rural Louisiana, sneaking into the black clubs, hiding under the tables until he got kicked out.
Something different about it. It was blues, and it was kind of rock blues. I just loved the blues, man. It was great, you know. It was a real thing. And I always kind of figured I was a real thing, too.
That's Lewis from a 1987 documentary called I Am What I Am. His parents took out a mortgage to buy a piano when he was 8 years old, and he taught himself to play, combining the boogie beats from the black clubs and some of what he heard on Sundays at his Pentecostal church. Religion influenced more than the music. This was a time when rock and roll was deemed downright demonic. The tape was rolling during a whiskey-infused exchange between Lewis and the famed owner of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, who believed Lewis could do good with rock and roll.
You can say so.
No.
Yes, you never make it.
How can a devil save souls?
Devil ain't gonna save it.
What are you talking about?
Devil.
Man, I got the devil in me. If I didn't, hell, I'd be a Christian.
That was the session when his biggest hit was also captured on tape.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Lewis took this music on tour, where his performances were sexually charged, suggestively working the microphone as he stood up and pounded the keys. Myra Lewis, his third wife, says her husband was a walking contradiction, a wild man on stage, boozing and womanizing, who wouldn't allow a drop of alcohol in his own home. She talked to WHYY's Fresh Air in 1989.
Jerry sat in judgment of himself continuously. He was a man who was tormented daily by this, his expectations of what he should be doing versus in reality what he was doing.
But it wasn't the hard living that led to his first plummet in popularity. It was the fact that he married Myra, his second cousin, when she was 13 years old. On a tour to England, the tabloids were ruthless.
For 10 years, Jerry's records were held off the air. He could not get a decent concert date. There were certain radio stations that would not touch him at all.
He went from making $10,000 a night to $200,000, but he played all the beer joints that would have him and clawed his way back. It would be a decade before he had another hit recorded in Nashville.
One by one, they're turning out the lights. I've been feeding that old just to hold you tight.
He would later play at the Grand Ole Opry, famously declaring from the stage that he was a rock and rolling, country and western, rhythm and blues singing expletive. He earned the nickname The Killer, not for his music or wildlife, but because that's what he called everybody else when he couldn't remember their names, so that's what they called him. Lewis would get married and divorced several times more. He'd run afoul of the IRS, the DEA, and the Memphis police when he drunkenly slammed his car into the gates of Graceland with a pistol on his dash.
Most of us are amateur sinners at best when compared to Jerry Lee.
But then there are times when he is evangelical.
Author Rick Bragg wrote a best-selling biography of Lewis in 2014. Bragg says in his old age, Lewis tried to set things right and was able to find redemption. He gave Hank Williams credit for getting the white working man off his knees long enough to enjoy some music.
But it was Jerry Lee that put him to dancing. I thought that was the prettiest thing he said. And how can that be a sin?
Or, as Lewis himself put it to NPR in 2010,
I've been up and down the road, and it's been some hard living, and some hard rocking, and some hard rolling, but I'm still rocking on.
For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
So kind, got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine.